got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Scaring you straight this Halloween on K-Rock 955. And we're going to get a bit spooky for the next 20 minutes, Jess.
Yeah, look, we want to talk about those movies that you watched in your childhood that have stayed with you. Those ones that you go, oh no, that spooked me when I was younger. They may not be even horror movies.
No.
For me, as a kid, I watched the original Jumanji.
Oh.
And I was petrified. I could not get through that movie.
How come?
It was just, it's the whole thing scared me. It seemed too real.
Just having to play a board game?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't know the rules.
If I play a board game, am I going to magically get sucked into this universe that right. I can't deal with?
Okay.
No, thank you.
Different fears as a child.
Like, yeah.
I didn't like the scary movies with the people that did the bad stuff, like the killings and the murders.
Sure, yeah.
So I was like scared of like Ghostface from Scream and Scary Movie.
Of course.
Freddy and Jason. And like... Yep. Like,
see, I would never watch any of that. I already knew I was going to be scared of that.
You're pretty scared of most things.
I didn't like the orcs in...
You've only recently... You've only watched that in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but like I watched the first one originally when I was 13.
And the orcs.
And I was at the cinemas.
The condemned elves scared
you. And I had to leave the cinemas. Because I was too scared. I kept telling my friends, oh, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And I just...
They're like, Jess has got some serious bowel issues.
Jokes on them.
Was it when he like smelled the orc went man flesh and then everyone and was just, like, oh,
their faces. I
was
couldn't
makeup.
Sleep after
it was
the
makeup.
Yeah, it was it seemed
he
very
went to
real.
The fantasy movie and thought, oh, I hope those orcs don't get me on my walk.
Well,
home.
I didn't know what I was going to, did I? I just went with my friends.
Fair enough. 522-322-955. Give us a call. It might have been something as a little bit left, like Lord of the Rings, the orcs from the Lord of the Rings. Or it might have been a scary movie that you definitely watched too early, you were too young, and it scarred you. Maybe it scarred you so much that you had to sleep with the light on.
Yes.
Because that can change how you perceive everything. Megan from Newcombe's giving us a call. Megan, is there a movie that scarred you when you were younger?
Yeah, it was the movie Gremlins.
Nah, yes. Fair enough.
Yes, Gremlins was terrifying.
Yeah, so we'd gone to the movies. I remember it was one of the first movies that my mum had ever taken me and my sister to go to, and I took my Cabbage Patch doll with me.
No.
And apparently I hid behind the Cabbage Patch doll for half the movie and kept going, tell me when the scary things go away.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
As an adult, you look at them and you go, they're just cute little Furbies. But
no, but don't give them, what is it, you don't feed them after midnight?
That was the thing, yeah. They were the ones that freaked me out.
It's because they're definitely... because it was like 80s, 90s, like it's like a little puppet that someone's made.
Yeah, it was a whole different ball game in the 80s and 90s. Those horror movies are way worse.
Did you ever think that if you fed one of... I don't know, if you Cabbage Patch
dolls after... Yeah. As I said, Mike, it was just... Absolutely just freaked me out. Yeah. So I was only like about 8.
Oh,
that is
God.
Young to see the Gremlins, I'll be completely honest, Megan.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you think like if you were to watch it now, however many years later, do you think you'd be able to get through it, or is there just that part of your brain going, oh, we don't like this?
I stumbled upon the second one a little while ago, like in my older years, and I still looked at it and went, no. Yeah.
It's called being scarred, Megan, and that's what's happened to you.
I still can't watch the original Jumanji, Megan. We're the same.
It's the exact same story. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, we are, 4 months out from my wedding now?
Yes.
4 months? 5 months.
Why are you asking me? I haven't got an invitation. You've said it's March-ish, so I'm sure. Roughly.
Yeah, 4 to 5 months away from my wedding. So as I have said to you many times, we're getting into that. There's little kind of minute details of the wedding day. Like all the big stuff has been planned. But my partner Akshay and I sat down over the weekend. We had a chat with our photographer. And he asked us about our wedding timeline, like what...
Oh, because weddings are all over the place. And the best thing about...
God.
And to mothers from the 80s, to their chagrin, you can do really what you want at a wedding now. You don't have to do what you used to do.
That
it's
always
great.
Makes it harder because it's like we have to decide what we want to do.
Right.
And so I said to my fiance Akshay, do you want to do a first look?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, a non-traditional thing that's only started the last couple of years, I think, where people, you know,
It's been around for a while. I think it's just become more common.
Yeah, people meet up with their fiancé before the ceremony, maybe take some photos,
yeah.
have like a little moment, just the two of them,
mm-hmm.
before the big ceremony happens.
Yeah, takes a lot of nerves away from the moment when the bride or the mm-hmm. other partner walks down the aisle. As someone who did a first look at their wedding with my wife, we talked about it and we were like, why do we want to wait until 5 o'clock? In the afternoon
totally.
To see you for the first time of the day. And
yeah.
I knew, like, I was never worried about standing up the front and everyone looking and seeing
yeah.
me or my wife. But I just wanted to see it. And I wanted to have a private moment. So we mm-hmm. had a private moment. The photographer was hiding in the bushes, took some photos. Lovely.
Oh, okay. So this is what I wanted to ask you. Because I know you did a first look.
Mm-hmm.
But so the photographer was hidden away? Like, where did you physically do the first look?
Just on some street. Because we got married.
Just
on, like, the sidewalk. There was like someone had graffitied the word love on a brick wall.
Oh, cute.
And the photographer was like, okay. Well, that's great. And obviously, I love tagging things.
Yeah.
No, I don't. So I have to stop.
You got out your spray can.
Yeah, I was like, well, I've got my own. No, and yeah, they just kind of, they were like, look, just when we say three or whatever it was, turn around.
Yep.
And I don't remember seeing the photographer. They could have been under my nose, but I was just looking
cute.
At my wife for
oh,
the first time.
Oh, that's nice. See, I want to do a first look, and my fiance, Akshay, is like, we don't need to. I'm happy to see you there. I'll meet you at the aisle.
I think he's playing tough because I think he's said to you that he sometimes can build things up and get
yeah,
a little bit anxious.
I think it'd be
way better for him to do
100%.
That.
100%. And so I started thinking, okay, where is somewhere, you know, we're getting married in Melbourne.
Yep.
Where is somewhere in Melbourne that's meaningful for us that, you know, we could have this first look at?
Right.
And so
initially, like just spitballing.
Yeah.
K Park. You know, we could get Lingy to organise something. You meet out in the middle of GMHBA Stadium. YYG.
Sure.
You know, just at the front there on the wharf.
I wanted to go way more laid back, Tim. And I suggested we meet up in a McDonald's car park.
Are you selling him something?
No.
In the car park?
I'm saying, when we had the first time we met,
right.
we went through a McDonald's drive-thru on the first night that we met.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought me a 10 packet of nuggets. And I thought, this
recreate,
is the man I'm going to marry.
Recreate the scene.
Should we go to a McDonald's car park, buy ourselves a McNugget meal,
mm-hmm.
and have some photos where it all began?
I think it's interesting as well in another way. Like, how much are nuggets costing now compared to 4 or 5 years ago when you
right?
met?
Right.
Because it
right?
used to be maybe $6.
I think
$7.
It was $6.95.
Inflation.
When we met.
Inflation
yeah.
now. So it's a good. Well, actually, it's a downer on the day. But. No, I think that's
he said,
special.
We need to take this more seriously. And I said, it's our wedding day. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
So can you have a chat to my fiance and try and get him on board with this McDonald's
no,
idea?
No, no, just tell him the event. Just give him the wrong address. Just tell him, oh, yeah, it's on 42 Fake Street and it's a McDonald's car park. And you go, ha, 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 it's my damn day. Come
eat
over
a nugget. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Trending today is, I think, an idea that's come on a little bit late, but I know it's going to be very popular. A lot of times, things can be added and improved if there's a lot of people that often go to certain shops and you add, like, foods and drinks and those kind of things, like in-house, you know, Bunnings and the sausage sizzle.
Sure.
It's iconic, right?
Absolutely.
And when you can, like, get food or drinks at a shop that has nothing to do with food or drinks, it's kind of a win.
It's kind of like a bit of a bonus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when if you go to, like, a Costco and you end up eating, or IKEA.
I've never been to the Costco, but I've heard that it's the IKEA. I had a donut from there. I don't know if we have an affiliation with an IKEA. What are you doing? Focus on the Fjordskod, not the donuts. But something that I think is long overdue, Australia Post is going to start getting cafes.
What?
In some of their stores. Do you think that's great? How many times do you find yourself kind of waiting in line at the post office? Maybe you can order a coffee. You can order a bit of a snack while you wait in line to deal with all your postage issues.
Oh my God, I've never once been standing alone in line at Australia Post and being like, wow, I'm fanging for a coffee.
But have you ever been waiting in line and thinking, geez, this goes fast?
Yeah.
You know?
true.
They do great work. There's going to be, there's one already open in Orange in central New South Wales. Huh. They're going to open one in Williamstown in Victoria, so not so far up the road, and some other places across the country.
Kind of trialing it out to see whether they roll it out.
I like it. Imagine you're trying to figure out your returns, and you go, at least I know I can get a coffee on the way out. Then you don't have to go to the cafe while you're doing your run, getting your postage all sorted in the lead up to Christmas time.
They really do have everything.
I love it because you can get everything Christmas sorted. You can go to the post office, buy Christmas gifts, post them immediately, and now get a long black. Tell me a better day. Tell me a better day right now.
You're pretending you know anything about coffee. It's adorable.
Macchiato. Two sugars, please. I drink coffee, Jess. I know what's happening. Hold the milk. I don't know. Is that what they say?
Yes. That's,
all right.
You've nailed it.
All right. So there you go. Trending today.
Well, I guess Tim's leaving to become a barista at the Australia Post.
Yep. Would you like water with that?
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We are standing in solidarity with a big group of students.
Yep. Might be someone you know, might be someone's young one, might be your young one. BCE students, they're doing their exams at the moment. We've all done them, whether whatever version they are. You and I, we had ATAR scores or ENTA scores?
We were ENTA scores.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I think it's all a number at the end of the day.
Yes. So, you know, and
Different acronym.
You build up essentially 13 years in the lead up to this. Everyone has a different experience with their exams. At the end of the day, just trust yourself. Trust what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and help as much as possible. And we're going to cram every night here on the radio show for the tomorrow's exam.
Yes. So today I've prepared some questions for you, Tim, because tomorrow the VC students will be sitting their maths, methods and business management exams.
Two subjects I didn't do. I stopped doing maths. So I will jump into the exam room.
Yep.
You're going to test me and I'm going to cram.
Okay. We'll start off with maths, methods first, Tim. Here's a question for you.
Do I need
you.
A pen and paper?
You may.
Okay.
Show your work.
Yep.
How many months of the year have 28 days?
12.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
I'm not a dumb.
Oh, nice.
February sometimes has 28, but leap year has 29, but all months have 28 days, miss.
At least.
At least.
Yes, of course. Well, let's move on. You've already nailed the maths methods exam.
Oh, I'm done. Cool.
Let's move on to
business
management.
I'm going to go to Subway and have a foot long while I wait between my exams.
Business management exams. Okay. Here we go. Explain the concept of supply chain management and its importance in modern business.
Well, supply chain management, miss, is quite important because supply can only be met if there is a demand. So if you have an oversupply of a certain product in a certain particular society, it doesn't match and the ratio is off, that's not going to be productive to your business.
Tim. Well done, my friend. Are you sure you didn't do business management?
I have a feeling I would be a great general manager. I just don't want to do the math side of it. I don't want to do the accounting. Okay, nailing
that. Okay, all right. Final question for business management. Sally started her own business selling homemade biscuits. She currently does not have a business partner. Define Sally's current business structure.
Say it again.
Sally started her own business selling homemade biscuits. She currently does not have a business partner.
Uh-huh.
Define Sally's current business structure.
Well, she's just self-employed.
Which would be?
Good for her. She's a sole trader.
Yes, yes, sole trader is the term I was looking for.
How old's Sally? I want to get to know her. This is the Shark Tank. Tell me about Sally. I need to know Sally before
How much of a buy-in do I need to do?
Great. So she's a sole trader.
Yes.
Have I nailed that? You've crammed well?
Absolutely nailed that. I think we should define how well the students are going to do based on how well we do. And based on how well you just did, everyone's going to nail their exam tomorrow.
Really looking forward to that. Like, obviously, we can't tell what is going to be in the exams, but I would say, huge spoiler, if you're thinking about how many months have 28 days, it is definitely all of them. You can take that home with you.
Tomorrow, we're going to be sitting the Australian History and Outdoor Education exams. So.
I'm not feeling as nice as what you were to me, so that's going to be very, very exciting.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And there's moments in your life where you catch yourself and you go, oh, I didn't sound cool there, or what I've just done now. Maybe I'm just a bit outside myself.
My everyday.
Yeah. But I don't think you threaten to be cool.
No, I definitely don't claim to be cool, ever. Yeah.
But you can feel less better about yourself in a way. Something happened when I was at the shopping centre on the weekend. And I thought I was being Because I
feel like you hang out at the shops a lot these days.
What, is a new parent?
Is it an easy place to go as a new parent?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
I used to hate shopping.
Yeah,
until...
you usually don't like to go shopping. Like, you used to have to go, all right, what shops are we going to?
And we won't go anywhere else.
Exactly. Now you're just, I'm just roaming around the shopping centre.
Baby sleeps in the pram. Life's good. So I was somewhere in the Westfield, and I saw something. I was like, well, if this was me, I would like someone to come up to me and say, excuse me, sir, I've seen this. I'd like to let you know.
Okay.
And I saw a young girl, and she was walking, and both of her shoelaces were untied. She was standing there. And I was like, oh, my God, this poor...
This is an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, and she was near the escalator. So I was like,
oh, no.
She could be that thing in that... speaking of Halloween, the movie, The Final Destination, where it swallows the people up, the escalator does.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Not on. Not okay. So I went up to her and I was like, oh, so sorry, excuse me, but both of your shoelaces seem to be undone. I just wanted to let you know. And I got this look and she was like, yeah, they're meant to be undone.
Oh.
Now, this girl was probably late teens, early 20s.
Brave of you to go up to a teenager.
And I'm like, I've got the pram with my son in it. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
What shoes was she wearing?
I've blacked that out.
Fair enough.
I just remember shoelaces. But apparently that's fashion now. That's fashion, baby.
That was always fashion. Don't you remember? I used to have these, this is going to age me really well, those like big chunky skater shoes.
I've always pretty much worn Converse or Volleys.
I had these like big chunky skater shoes and you couldn't. You wouldn't tie
like
them up.
Like DCs or something?
Yeah, you would tuck the shoelaces into the shoe. So you'd be standing on the shoelace. So uncomfortable.
That seems so reckless to me. But you don't strike me as fashion baby.
I wasn't a skater either. This is during my emo phase, and I needed to fit in with everyone around me. So,
because maybe it's just the way she said it, and you know I've got a thing where I don't like how people speak to me.
Yeah,
if they speak...
especially younger kids.
Oh, no, just...
You don't like it when young kids are younger and more successful than you are.
Yeah, well, just let me have a go first. That's all I would say. You can't be 17 and better at me than something, is what I'd say. But just...
What have you learned from this situation, Tim?
Don't speak to people.
Don't speak to anyone.
Don't go to anyone. But now I'm worried that she got in the escalator and her shoelaces got caught. Because they weren't just like, casually, like fashionably out. They were out, like spaghetti on the ground.
Maybe she didn't realize and she felt embarrassed.
Oh, she was defensive.
Yeah, she was like, no, that's how it's supposed to be. And then she immediately tied her shoes.
I just felt like it could have been handled better from her end.
Maybe
I
should have just got on your knees and tied them up for her.
Well, I was gonna offer. She had a handful of bags. There you go. Never help anyone is what I would say. Never go out on a limb. And...
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.